Hey, podcasters, welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. My name is Jennifer Hensel, and I have two amazing things to share with you today. First, I have some very, very exciting news. I'm so excited. I'll be speaking at PodFest Expo this year. PodFest Expo is an international conference that is the longest running continuous in-person podcasting event in the world and attracts thousands of attendees from all over the world each year. This year, it's happening in Orlando, Florida from May 26th to the 29th. And I'm so thrilled that I've been invited to host a couple women in podcasting panels. I also have a link in the show notes that will give you 20% off of PodFest tickets. So if you're able to make it, I would love to see you there in person. What a breath of fresh air it will be for podcasters and video show hosts to connect again face to face. I'm so honored to be part of this beautiful podcasting family. Second, I have Chris Kremitzos, the founder of PodFest, on the show today. So running parallel to the PodFest event, Chris has successfully birthed VidFest as part of his efforts to build a home for all creators. Chris holds the Guinness World Records title for the largest attendance to a virtual podcasting conference in 1 week. Chris is a leading expert of podcasting and on-demand audio. With over 2 decades and over 2,000 live events under his belt, Chris has worked with the world's most influential voices in marketing, audio, and technology. Those experiences inspired his best-selling book, Start Ugly, which has quickly become the go-to guide for entrepreneurs and influencers who are beginning their creative journey. Chris has had over 1 million podcast downloads in his own podcast network, and as a podcast consultant and coach, he's helped ventures such as the Women's Meditation Network grow to millions of monthly downloads. As the go-to authority, Chris is the person to be contracted when the experts need to understand how the on-demand audio space will continue to evolve. Enjoy my interview with Chris Kremitzos.
Welcome to the Women in Podcasting Show. Enjoy inspiring stories, interesting interviews, and powerful strategies from women around the world. Jennifer Hensel spotlights today's top podcasters, new podcasters, and expert guests. Get tips for leveling up your life, gaining visibility, growing your business, monetizing your podcast, and so much more. We invite you to support women in finding their voice and sharing their passion. It's all about women empowering women.
My name is Jennifer Hensel, and I'm thrilled to have Chris Kremitzos with me today of the well-known PodFest Expo. Chris, what I love about your approach is that you are so community-oriented and you see the value of networking and creating impactful connection experiences. The podcasting community overall is so amazing and it's so supportive, and your efforts are a big part of that, bringing thousands of podcasts together every year. So can you tell us your journey of how this led to podcasting and ultimately PodFest?
Well, it was a meetup that I hosted in 2013, where we had 13 people show up, and a friend of mine, Steve Cherubino, talked about him podcasting, and his show was called Android App Addicts. I still remember it. And I go, what do you talk about? He goes, Android apps. And I'm like, that in my mind, I was like, that's really niche. And I go, does anyone listen to your show? He goes, yeah, about 4,000. And I go, 4,000 what? He goes, 4,000 people. I go, like, each episode? He's like, yeah. And I remember being dumbfounded by the power of it, you know? And he caught me because I'm usually not speechless. I was speechless for a second. And he goes, I know. I'm trying to get my numbers up. I go, dude, I just spent a month getting 13 people in this restaurant that you're at. You got 4,000 people in your underwear at home every week. I go, you're doing something right. So we had a chuckle. We had a laugh. But it really impressed upon me the power of this platform and where it was going to go. And I went home and I bragged to my wife about podcasting, how excited I was, what's going to happen. And that was the first time the two of us had a podcasting spat. We fought over who would start their podcast first. My wife won, and I'm happy she did because she had a really good niche and she knew who she wanted to serve. I was too, like, I just loved the whole thing, you know? So, and I love marketing. So I said, Katie, I'll be your number two. I will do your marketing. I will help put the word out there. And I literally had to train people how to listen to a podcast for them to first then understand how to subscribe to her podcast. So I got to teach all these amazing people in this moment of just excitement. And that's that I didn't realize, but I was planting seeds that would later become PodFest. So then a year later too, when we organized the first ever PodFest, we had hundreds of people that we'd help get started all over the state. And those 100 people, it was in Tampa, Florida, said, "Hey, we should do this again next year." I'm like, "Okay, let's do it again." And we had 181 people. And then someone said to me, "Chris, you got to take it to Orlando." I go, "Why Orlando?" He goes, "People will travel to Orlando. We could have an international conference where we could help the world." And I said to my friend, I said, "Neil, I can't afford a convention hotel and put a personal guarantee up of my house for to do an event. I just can't justify that." And he said, "You know, my sister runs a convention center hotel. She's the service manager for 20 years. I'm going to talk to her and see if they could help you." And I drove out there and they pretty much gave me the hotel for free. Almost literally like $3,500 of food and beverage, which is nothing. And I remember driving home and I called up Neil and I said, "I'm pretty much getting this hotel cheaper than I'm getting these little hotels in Tampa where I know everybody." I go, "Why would your sister do that for me?" And he said, "You helped me get started." He owns a video production business. When I moved to Tampa, and he comes from a very proud Venezuelan family. He goes, "My sister and my family owes you one, and this is us paying you back." And that literally took us to a different trajectory of growth, because I guess we're just doing the right things on the grassroots. Since then, PodFest has become a cultural phenomenon. We've earned 2 Guinness World Records. We have thousands of people that come from all over the world to attend our conferences. And it's just been a real blessing to help creators the world over grow what they're doing and help other creatives.
Oh, that's so amazing what you do. You did break a world record, didn't you, with the online version? Was that last year?
Yeah, in 2020, we set a world record, and then last year we broke it. So wow. We have two. We just got certified just recently on the second one. It takes a long time, but we broke the world record by 816. So it wasn't a fluke that we did it the first time, because we were able to do it a second time. But that was really cool. Because of COVID, we went full virtual. And we, unlike a lot of people, they approach virtual as a chore. We approach it as a new challenge of like, how can we create community using technology? And we loved it. We loved connecting people. We had 12 languages, I believe, taught somewhere around there. So we had not only English, but we had Spanish tracks. We had, you know, Bulgarian, Greek, French. I think we had German. We had a bunch of languages, Russian, I believe, being taught at the same time. Oh, Mandarin. We had someone in Taiwan, Mandarin. So it was really cool to see us bring the world together, closer together during COVID. And it also kept us all sane as content creators that we still had a place to plug in the way we do at our in-person event. So it's been a very blessed journey, but it comes with ups and downs. But I think the main thing is we're always focused on how can we deliver value to our core people, our attendees, our community. And we call our community the Pod Fam. We use that term a lot. So to us, it's a Pod Fam that we cater to and we help connect.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. So you pivoted really well when COVID hit. What? Because your conference is normally in the spring, right?
Yeah, it's usually in March.
Okay, so that's just in 2020. What happened?
So I'll tell you this really interesting story. So I ordered these bands. You know how everybody has the different colored bands? Like, I love podcasting, the little plastic bands. So I ordered $600-$700 worth of bands. So it was a lot of bands for our event. And this was about 10 days out. And I get this notification as I'm hanging out with my buddy, Gabe. And the notification shows up and it's like, your bands can't be delivered. And I'm like, I ordered them way back when. Nothing was coming out of China. So I'm like, this is not normal. And they're like, if you want your money back, we'll give it to you. If not, you get a credit. So my buddy starts telling me, he's like, they're washing money out of China. So then it doesn't take a genius to figure out, well, if this keeps going the way it's going, it doesn't look too good. And at one point, doing events is a risky proposition. You really have to love it. Like, I don't know if anyone realizes, if anyone's community building, it's almost never for the money, the successful ones anyways. So I almost blacked out while I was driving at the wheel of the car from the pressure of, what if someone dies because of an event I do, which is never a pressure you have. The normal pressure is, I don't know, something messes up, but now you're thinking about the entire group's health. And I remember my wife, luckily my wife has a really great meditation podcast. It's called the Women's Meditation Network. And she said, can you control any of that? right now? I said, no. So she goes, stop and breathe. What can you control? I go, I could control adding safeguards. And we were like the first event at the time, because, you know, this was at the beginning of it all. We're putting alcohol gel out, putting all kinds of stuff that we're trying to understand what was about to happen. We were very fortunate. We did our event. The event was done. And then 5 days later, the national lockdowns happened. So it also created a very weird feeling for our community, because we left on a high. And then when we all went home, everything literally shut down, if you know what I mean. So I think that also added the element of success for the virtual, because we had remembered what it was like. So then we wanted to bring that back to life collectively. And I want to just say, virtual events, although they're not as expensive as in-person events, if you do them the way we do them, there are expenses associated with them. So we sold the vision to the community and we crowdfunded it. And I think we hit our crowdfunding goal within 45 minutes of the Zoom call of pitching what we're about to do. And that gave us, I believe it was like $20,000, the base layer of money to really create an entire Guinness World Record attempt, because it's quite costly to do it at a high level with thousands of people and technology integrating across, you know, the globe.
Oh, that's amazing. Now, on a side note, we'd love to have Katie on the podcast, because I know about her podcast. We were drawn to your story because my husband and I are both podcasters and work together, and there's not too many couples of us out there, right, doing this thing. And I started too with a business network. I was feeling isolated and invited some business owners. Hey, you want to get together for lunch? Little did I know, 50 people showed up. And of course, lots of people were feeling that way. And then that one meeting turned into a group, and that group turned into a network where I had multiple locations around my region. And so I'm really community more, you know, oriented like you are. And so that's what we really love, just watching what you guys are doing. And so if Katie, I don't know, does Katie do interviews? I think she does.
I'll ask her. Send me an email. She hasn't done a lot in a while, but I could definitely ask her.
Yeah, Mike, because we have another podcast too, and my husband does mindfulness meditations on there.
She would love it.
Yeah. All right. Great. So then that brings us to now what is happening this year.
So this year we're excited. We're putting on PodFest. So we did an event last year, but it was scaled down. It was called PodFest Origins. And it was in November. So it was great just to, we had a huge, we literally had an arena, literally, not figuratively, a hockey arena that fits 20,000 people for a couple hundred podcasters. And then on the other side of it, we did a whole blockchain type event. But so it was really cool to get those worlds together. This year, we're taking up the whole Hilton Orlando, which is right outside the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, May 26th through the 29th. We believe we'll break our in-person record without any unforeseen whatever, you know, right now. So we'll just move through the paces one day at a time, but it's looking really good. A lot of great people are coming out to meet each other. We're excited to reconnect people in the PodFest Expo kind of way. And I'm just very grateful that I'm able to do what I do, and that I was able to focus on my community during this downtime of not being able to do events in a major way, because it really bonded us together and we got to know our attendees better than we ever could. Because remember, PodFest it was already like a international event where people are from all over the world. So now we use Whova as the app. So with these apps, every couple months we're doing events. We got to see everybody and see how they're doing and check in. So it was interesting to see that we got more cohesive through COVID and built deeper relationships. So I think there's going to be a lot of happy tears of seeing people that you haven't seen before. And I'm really excited for it. We're adding a lot of unique tracks that most people don't even know exist, like Amazon live selling. There's a whole niche now that's come up of Amazon live selling video influencers. And the new term that I'm seeing is KOL, and came out of Asia. So a lot of us in this space know the term influencer. The term that I believe is going to overtake it is KOL, key opinion leaders. And that's what they're starting to call influencers out of Asia. But it's literally, I'm starting to see a lot of the younger creators call themselves KOLs, or I'm dealing with this KOL. So I didn't know what that was. I had to look it up, but key opinion leader, you'll see a lot of that coming out. That's what they're calling influencers as things morph.
Oh, that's so interesting. So the event is on, full in-person event this year. I think people are really craving that connection too. So you have been so generous to offer our members here 20% off. So I'll put that link in the show notes. Thank you so much for that, for the 20% off the tickets. That's a huge value. Thank you. And so now when people buy a ticket, can you describe for us, for our audience, because we have a wide range of seasoned to beginner podcasters, can you give us an idea of what the benefits are for a podcaster to attend?
So it's a very unique conference because most conferences in general have very generalized education. So if you're a beginner, we definitely have that like in spades. We actually created an experiential hall this year. So the experiential hall is four rooms that are literally hands-on learning that you bring your computer into. And that's where we deep dive on all the different audio programs. We do audio editing programs, all the different one is all video. Then if you want to learn how to do Canva, all these things that you want to know hands-on, you could bring your computer and we have proctors in there that will teach you how to do it in real time. So we're calling that our experiential hall and we're leaning on the podcast editor group to do that. And the reason why we're doing that is that benefits beginners, but also benefits veterans that are like, I want to just know how to do this one thing that's really bothering me. I haven't been able to crack the code. And that's where you could ask questions in real time and people aren't expected to stay for the full hour. They could come in, get what they want, maybe go into the other room. So that's one cool thing. The other thing is we created an entire Web3 track. So that is everything to deal with Web3, NFTs, paying creators through the Lightning Network and Bitcoin. I mean, you name it, we have it. So all this is being beta tested. So we'll be the first place to have that. I also mentioned the Amazon creators will be one of the first ever places to bring Amazon video creators together. Most people don't even know they exist. Obviously, we have VidFest, which are the YouTubers and live streaming is a whole track. And then for podcasting, we have very big deep dives into how to create money via Patreon or on your own community-wise, what tools to use, monetization, audience building. And then we have a lot of sub-tracks. So we have an industry track for people at service podcasters so that you could see what's going on in the industry. We have a B2B track. We have a entrepreneur track. I could go on healthcare track, nonprofit track, EDU track. You name it, we pretty much have it. Faith track. So our goal, we have an entertainment track for the comedians and the entertainment type podcasters. So our goal is to create a world where we have a fiction track for the audio drama, crime, true crime and fiction podcasters. So our goal is to create a world where everybody's included. We believe everybody should have a voice. And we are here to help you become a better creator. And then in between all those educations, we have really cool after parties. We have the largest influencer meet and greet ever done. Last time we did it was over 1,000 influencers meeting. We call it largest influencer meet and greet in the world. So you and I have a similar past. I started running Tampa Bay Business Owners with 300 local business owners doing 150 events a year, like all over town. And one of the things we did was we hired an actuary, someone that deals with math and tables and whatever. And the challenge I had them, because we could never do speed networking right, we would copy a lot of the dating formulas and it would be very loud or too much noise or you had to move too much. So the actuary, I tasked him with the challenge. I said, I would like to network people in a way that they move the least amount of times to meet the most amount of people and never duplicate who they move. So we set up round tables in a room, 7 people to a round. And each round is every 15 minutes, you get up and move to a different table and you move about 4 tables. By the time you move to the 4 different tables, you've met 28 people you've never met before. To tell you what that is worth in value, I can't even put a number on it. It always comes back in all our feedback forms. That event itself that started off our experience paid for the ticket itself. And then all the vendors, I mean, Podmatch will be there, all the tools, those people are in the hallways. And I've done this, and Jeff, I don't know if I'm sure you've done this with your husband, but when you talk to these vendors that cater to your podcast, they'll tell you things you might not know exist that you could list your podcast and get more downloads just by talking to the people at the trade show. So we'll have a full functioning trade show. We've already sold out the front of the trade show. We're now working on selling the back half of it. But that to me is one of the richest experiences, talking to all the vendors that cater to your podcast. You never know what you're going to learn and you never know what new, like, you know, is there a new thing that to get your podcast on Alexa, or is there a new, you know, audio, like right now, one of the largest, fastest growing segments in English language podcasts is this app called Gaana. Gaana comes out of India. It's as big as Spotify, if not bigger. Just being aware of that helps you get listed on that platform and might equate to hundreds, if not thousands of downloads for your show. You just never know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. The value is through the roof with your conference. I mean, all the learning you just listed, that is just unbelievable. And then, of course, the connections, the buzz that occurs from all the connections that are made is just amazing.
We will have a virtual track, Jennifer, just so you know. So we're adding a last minute virtual track. So So let me explain how that works, because this is something that would interest you.
Yeah.
So we literally have a room that is dedicated, and we're going to take the best of speakers at our show. They'll go upstairs to this room that'll have a step and repeat. They'll sit at a computer and they will teach as if they're at their home desk to the people that are joining us virtually. So we don't want to give, I've done where you see people at the stage, the camera's off, it doesn't look right. We want to give it kind of like what we're used to. So we will have a virtual track that will be included. Just right now, we're focusing on finishing all the pieces to the in-person. And then somewhere around 6 weeks out, we'll release a handful of virtual tickets and do a test and see if we could really perfect it in real time on site.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that's great news. Good to know. Okay, so we can watch out for that then.
Yes.
But now I'm just thinking, should we get tickets and fly down?
I know. If you can make it, I would say that. Here's what I'll tell you from a person that goes to a lot of conferences. And I haven't gone to a lot lately, so I judge everything very carefully. PodFest is a unique culture. These people have not seen each other in this way in over 2 years from an expo point of view. I believe this is like, and I'm sure you've been around and seen this, like when you created your group. There's certain times when groups gel differently based on external circumstances. If you can make it down, I know it's a big to-do for a lot of people. But if you can make it in person, I have a feeling that those relationships and the information, especially because of Web3, meaning all these think terms that most people don't understand, like what does an NFT mean? Or how do I accept Lightning now? I don't even know what a Lightning and Bitcoin, I kind of know the terms. But to be in-house and talk to the actual people that are beta testing it in real time, I think it's going to give those people on site a 2-year head start on their peers on just understanding. 6 months ago, I really didn't understand the space. The other day, for the first time, and this happened in podcasting, I was explaining, I'm not going to get into it, but right now you could actually hire people in other countries to play video games and make money. And they form what's called guilds, and you wind up getting paid in NFTs. You convert the NFT 10 different times till you get to your Bitcoin or Ethereum. So literally, there's people making more money in the Philippines instead of being virtual assistants playing video games 8 hours a day. And they're creating what's called guilds. Think of it as a team. And they hire managers. And the manager's job is to pump up people to play 10 hours of a video game. And they get paid out. So like,
wow.
I was explaining it in detail to my friends who are pretty knowledgeable. Like, what the hell are you talking about? And I realized by like going to these conferences, like through osmosis, and this has happened always in my life, I go from not knowing anything to like 6 months later, I'm explaining concepts. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I was like, it was only from having conversations with the right people, but we're bringing that to our creative community. And we had a lot of, we had over 400 people apply to speak. You're talking about just on the speaker side, we'll have probably 300 to 400 people presenting. And they're all active creators. And then you're talking about a couple thousand creators coming together. So it's going to be a unique experience. And I think people are going to be, I think you're going to see a lot of happy tears of friends seeing each other. And we create a whole new mental health track for people to, because we've seen a lot of our creators getting attacked on, everybody's getting attacked at this point, no matter what opinion you have. So we're creating a whole mental health track to how do you deal with that? How do you regulate? How do you not take it personally? How do you keep moving forward? So I think that's a big part of the future of this. And I'm very protective of my attendees. And we agree, we test run at the last Pod Global. Mental health needs to be something that we institute in a way that we could give people a roadmap on how to deal with haters or spammers or people coming after you for whatever. As we get more and more polarized, we think it's more necessary in our community.
Oh, it's very clear in everything you do that community is really at the core. That's really, really evident. And so it's just, it's a beautiful thing to see. And podcasting is so amazing that way, in that there are all these different opinions or niches, and yet podcasting and the other mediums, video and stuff, is what binds everybody together. So it's just really cool to see the things that are happening at your conference. So I really recommend to all my members, if they can go, to make sure to get their tickets now and book that hotel and go. I guess you have probably hotel discounts.
I would book
on there,
the hotel. Yeah, if you go on the website, it's already factored in, but I would book sooner than later. What we see happening right now is Florida is getting overheated with so many people coming in. So if you could get your hotels, like, all the hotels are booked. Even my wife was looking for something we wanted to do. And we're Floridians. Like, we're having challenges finding stuff, at least at the prices we were used to. Let's put it that way. But on top of that, everything's getting sold out. So if you can make it, there's a lazy river. It's a beautiful hotel. But I could promise you this. The content that we'll be featuring on site, you will not see most of it anywhere else, because of the deep dive that we've gone into. We even have an improv class for people who want to perfect their improv skills. And like I said, we're doing deep dive on, we think it's a big deal to have your own community, kind of like you do, Jennifer, but like Patreon, or understanding how to control that money source. So if someone later on doesn't like you and is trying to cancel you, how do you have full control as a creator? And we think that's for all creators, not just, I'm not talking about like an ideology. It's going 360. So everybody's getting it. So our goal is to create really complete education from content creators that have active communities. And we're the only podcasting conference that also has a full video track. So we saw this years ago, like video was, you said this, it was getting all integrated. So why wouldn't we have a video track? Whereas a lot of the people are like, oh, podcasting is audio only. Well, technically it's all merging, and COVID brought it together. So we've grown this brand called VidFest now for it's been 4 years now. So that allows our podcasters to have access to some of the top video creators in the world right there in the hallway. And the cool part is our podcasters don't necessarily know how famous they are. So it's great, because you could interact with someone that at another conference has to have security around them as they walk through the halls, because everyone wants a piece of them. And in our podcasting world, people are pretty get along, and they all connect with each other. So it's going to be an amazing experience. I'm just grateful that we're able to do this again. And I just hope things settle down for all of us, so we could just do more traveling and get to see more places. But Florida in May is not too bad a place. It'll be nice and warm. Tropical little drinks by the poolside, and then hanging out with the crew at PodFest.
I had snow here yesterday, so that sounds amazing.
It's 80 degrees. It got away. We were cold this weekend for Florida standards. It dropped down to, I'd like to say in Tampa, got down to 27 for a quick second, which is very cold for Florida. But we're back up to 80 today. Now I'm like sweating because I got used to the cold. So if you want to escape the snow and hang out with us, we're ready for you.
That's so cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing about that. I know, and a lot of people don't realize, you, because of your network that you had, you've done over 2,000 events. So there's a lot of experience going into this. And you also involve so many people from your community. And one of the things I really encourage for every podcaster is to build a community around their podcast. You know, you don't have to just be podcasting in a vacuum and you know, just feeling isolated. Build a community around yourself, because you need to show up for people to show up for you and to support you. So I really appreciate your approach that way. So thank you so much for being here, Chris. And
thank you for having me. This has been great.
Yeah. And everybody can check in the show notes for that discount. All right. Well, bye for now. And thank you so much, Chris. And please let Katie know we'd love to have her on the Women.
Send me an email. We'll make that happen.
Super. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay, so don't forget to join us in Florida if you can make it, and click the link in the show notes at www.womeninpodcasting.show for 20% off your ticket price. I would love to see you there at PodFest Expo 2022.